been the last couple of weeks?
I can't tell you. We're going to start game planning here after we get done with the players. The players are in at 12:30. We'll correct the Seattle game and kind of try to get all the medical information. It's a normal Monday for us. So I'll see Aaron in a quarterback meeting shortly, and we'll see where he is.
Do you have any reason to be more concerned than you were last night, though?
I'll see him here shortly. I'm not sure how he's feeling today.
Mike, lots of points, lots of yardage piled up, but still a problem on third down. You're 4 of 11, 36% on the day. Coming off of last week, 33% on third down. What do you have to do to get back to what you were doing in Philadelphia when you were seemingly on fire on offense on third down, 71% that night? Is it down in distance you're having to overcome? What's going on third down?
Well, I think, first off, I mean, you got to look at the game. We have statistics that we keep track of, and obviously it's married to the video. But I clearly understand the third down. I think when you look at some of those later in the game, so I don't really count those. I mean, they're important, but overall, the competitive third downs. So I think our quarterback's rating on third down speaks for itself, particularly if it's as high as it's been the production, and even with the number of interceptions he's thrown third down. So, I mean, you could take these statistics any way you want. I think our overall ranking in third down speaks volumes. We've been top three pretty much all season. I don't really have a concern with third down. I think we do a very good job in the planning and execution of it. So, it's been a different year. I mean, we've had a lot of challenges. So the situational work, I think we're doing a better job of, and it's really a reflection of the resiliency and the commitment of this football team. These guys have stayed the course. We've had a lot of moving parts. We take a lot of pride as a coaching staff of being better. And later in the year, we feel that's kind of the way we're designed with the youth of our team, and just keep working and keep grinding. And because you have to play your best football this time of year, we're getting ready to play an opponent that emulates that also. I think Chicago clearly is playing their best football of the year. They're getting healthier. They're healthier than they clearly were when we played them the last time. So we didn't have any running backs the last time we played them too. So, I mean, so you take that whatever way you want. So, but it's December, and you got to stay focused. Third down is very important. We're going to need it this week, clearly, because, we had 56 plays in the game. I was more, frankly, focused on our run game. I thought we'd have ran the ball better last night if I was going to be, corrective of the offensive performance. So we left some things there in the run game that I truly felt we were prepared to take advantage of. So we'll learn from that. We're playing a totally different defense by design, by structure. This is going to be a hard, hard, hard fought game down there in the cold weather in Chicago. It's always tough when you play Chicago, so you can throw everything else out the window. But we'll focus a little harder on third down.
You referenced Seattle's red zone defense like two or three times probably on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You guys went from 4 for 4 down there. What went so well?
Execution. I thought we did a great job of staying with the plan. And, Aaron, particularly throwing the football. I thought he was sharp going through the progressions. And our guys won the one-on-ones.
Is Ty Montgomery your starting running back going forward?
Well, Ty Montgomery is a running back, so I don't know where that was lost. I don't know if you're paying attention to the Jason Waller's, depth chart that he puts together. So I apologize because I haven't looked at it in, I think, since preseason. But Ty's he's a running back, so I apologize for not making an announcement. He hasn't gone to a receiver meeting in months, so.
Do you consider him for this offense and his role to be your lead back going forward?
You have to play all those guys. James Starks can start. Ty can start. So, I mean, the definition of a star is not who plays the first play of the game. It's really, there's packages for everybody. I mean, I think we should be, cognizant of the fact that we're a football team that's gone through a lot of injuries. So we don't just plan for one guy to be featured really at any position. So it's about creating opportunities for all those guys. So we've never lined up 11 guys and said that they're starters, particularly the, you know, the perimeter. I mean, the quarterback and offensive line, you have that, but you have to play all your perimeter players, and you have to create opportunities for all of them because the game's going different directions. You know, I don't know how the game's going to go Sunday in Chicago. I have an idea how it may go, but I know how I want to plan and play the game. So, but we'll have opportunities for all of our running backs.
Mike, with Aaron's injuries, is the most important thing that he can, not so much that he has to get outside and scramble, but just that he can move within the pocket, he can duck in, duck out. Are those the things that he was still able to do last night because of the injury?
Yeah, I think he showed that. I mean, his ability just to reset his feet. I mean, if you can't reset your feet, I mean, I don't know how you can perform, but his ability to reset his feet and extend the time clock of the route, you know, the progression of the route concepts was key. And if you know, as long as he can do that, I think we'll be fine.
You as a play call, you said yesterday that you had to dump a bunch of things off your call sheet because he got hurt on that third play. Just in what ways was that a real challenge for you and for him?
Well, the positive of him hurting his calf is we've been through it before, if there is a positive in him getting hurt. But the challenge is, and I tend to err on the side of conservative when it comes to him, and he obviously really appreciates that, as you can tell. Because he wants to push it. So you just got to kind of find that common ground there, and that's what you do. You know, really during the, when the series when we're not on the field, when the defense is on the field. So that's really how those conversations go. Because yeah, I mean, if you look at the first series and the second half, I mean, that was poor, and so then we went back to really how we were playing there in the second quarter. So that's the challenge. Is you have to make sure that you're not trying to give him too much, and because he can obviously he can do it all, but that's the in-game adjustment challenge that you always have to go through.
Mike, how valuable a role is Morgan Burnett playing on this defense?
Oh, Morgan's. I mean, I think Morgan's having his best year. I mean, Morgan's an outstanding player. He's played down in a box in spurts throughout his career, more so here in the last couple of years, and I mean, he's a game ball winner for the defense. So I thought he played very well yesterday.
Jones and Elliott, kind of for Perry and half of Matthews.
Yes, I mean, that big assignment there too, particularly the contain element versus their read option. So, you know, those guys play well. I mean, they had some rushing yards. So, I mean, you look at that, you see the things that we can do better. That's folks. I mean, we know we won the game, but we're going to correct the film no different than we have all year. So, I mean, there's things that we need to do better and improve on. And I think you have to always go that way. When things are good, make sure you focus on the things that didn't go so well. And no different when it was the other way. So, but those guys played very well.
Why does this defense play better overall the last three games?
Well, I think it's obvious. I mean, we're getting some continuity. We got players coming back. You know, we were challenged in the secondary there for about a month and a half. You know, we had a position that was pretty much depleted in our corners, and we were playing really, really young players. So, younger players are better. We got guys back. If we can keep players in the same position, we'll be better as we move forward. So, and that's the challenge that every team goes through with the injuries in this league, but we have more continuity, which obviously has improved our execution and production, and obviously our team confidence took a big step yesterday.
Hey, Mike, Rob was talking to TJ yesterday after the game, and Rob made the statement that you guys didn't really gain any ground in the standings because of all those other teams that you would have liked to have seen lose, they all won. And TJ's response was essentially, well, maybe we didn't gain any ground in the standings, but we gained something given the way we played and how we feel about ourselves. Can you kind of give us a feel, big picture, how you feel about your team right now and what's going on with it? Because you didn't get any help yesterday, but I'm guessing you feel pretty good about what you guys are doing.
I mean, it's the same approach you have every day. It's control of controllables. I mean, we're all about play style and production. We can't control what's going on, you know, around us in the league or in the division. So we have to play to our play style and play to our strengths and improve. And we've done that the last couple of weeks. So as long as we do that, everything else will take care of itself. I think it's important to simplify things in your life, and especially when you're the leader for your football team, make it real simple. And we've talked about this in here time and time again. If you get 10 wins, then let's talk about the playoffs. Until then, it's all white noise. So we obviously know where we are. We're 7-6. So until we get to 10 wins, let's not even talk about it. So with that, we're going to focus on our play style and improve. And we're going to need it. I mean, the Bears are playing very well. I mean, it's got a chance to watch them play, you know, a little bit live yesterday. They played obviously before us on TV, and then watching it again this morning. So we need to stay focused on the Bears, and we will, which is easy. I mean, it's the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears playing this week. It's probably single digit, you know, temperatures down there, and you know, probably windy, and so I mean, that's really where our mindset is.
Is that a preview of kind of your messaging to your players too? You always talk about handling success. You've now finally had some.
I think it's reinforcement. Yes, I mean it's always been the message. I mean it's been a message since day one. I mean success is achieved on different levels. You know, we've achieved success in winning in a big fashion against a you know really good opponent. So how do you handle that? That's a lot bigger challenge than losing four in a row. I mean, four in a row makes you pull your character out of your gut and show everybody what you're about. And I think our football team has illustrated that in good fashion. And the resiliency of this team has been excellent, but the reality is we have to improve from that contest yesterday. And there's things we need to correct. I mean, we need to do everything right now. I mean, we won. We won big, but there's still a lot of things there we can learn from.
Mike, kind of along those lines, I mean, you guys are a long way, or feel like you're a long way from that losing streak. There was a time when things could have gotten bad. What do you think the moment was when you guys were able to turn this thing around?
It was never a moment. I mean, it's the reality of, I think I just answered the question. You just stay the course. You rely on the commitment and the resiliency of your team. And it's at the end of the day, it's about the locker room. The locker room is the heartbeat, the pulse, and really, you know, the character of what's laid out there on the field when you come Sunday. So you just keep investing in that culture, and this is as fine a group of men that I've coached here in 11 years. So, but at the end of the day, we got to win games, and we got to get better.
So how do you get the locker room to stay positive? I mean, it could have been easy, like Brian mentioned, it could have been easy for things to go the wrong way. You point to the locker room throughout the entire time. Did you have to do something? Is it up to the leaders? Is it just the kind of guys that you brought in? How do you keep that resilient attitude?
I mean, we're a positive bunch of people. I mean, look at my face. I'm a positive guy. I mean that's, you got to look at this every day. So, I mean, how do I do it? I mean...
So. Pointed to it lots of times throughout, I mean, for 6 or 8 weeks. I mean, when you're losing, you're pointing to it now. I mean, you've seen teams around the league that they go from 4-4 to 4-7 to all of a sudden to 4-10. They just keep losing.
We have a good operation. We have good players. They're committed, and we just keep working on it every day. Mike. Saving it for the book, Bill. So.
Mike, you've talked a lot about in the past about you don't script your openers, you have opening thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday it looked pretty run heavy coming out of the gate, except for the big shot play. Was that one of your thoughts, that you wanted to take a big shot early on to try and deliver a haymaker?
No, really. I mean, the big shot was a three-step drop. You know, it was an extended play. It was the third down. But, yeah, definitely, we wanted to run the ball, establish the line of scrimmage. And I thought our offensive line was outstanding, you know, particularly in pass protection. So, yeah, we didn't come out with a bunch. Well, especially then once he was injured after that play, the third play of the game, we really didn't have many shots outside of, you know, when they lined up bumping, you know, the bump and run opportunities. And I thought our receivers did a really good job of giving us the box throw down the sideline a number of times.